You can't be serious. In about 20 minutes or so, K-State baseball in 30 minutes from Toyn Family Stadium. We'll be joined by John Kurtz in our next segment to talk a little bit about that series and some history that's on the line for K-State baseball coach Brad Hill. Last night, the NFL schedule was released for all 32 teams, and that's, in speaking of spring games from the last segment, the schedule release is another event that's really overhyped and overanalyzed. But the Chiefs' schedule actually does stand out a little bit this year because the Chiefs are going to be playing six primetime games or on national TV, including five of the first eight games that the Chiefs play will be shown in prime time. They will open their season at the defending champion New England Patriots on Sunday, September 7th. That is a Sunday night football game on NBC. They are also going to be playing on Monday night football twice in the first 8 weeks of the season on October 2nd against Washington at home, and then on October 30th against the Broncos at home. They also have a primetime game on NFL Network, a Thursday game against the Chargers on December 16th. So a lot of interesting notes here, and it is a very challenging schedule as the Chiefs are going to play eight playoff teams from last year. But Mitch, as you look at this schedule, what stands out to you the most about it?
Well, that first game is
not ideal.
It doesn't get harder than that. I mean, you're playing at a place that teams don't really win unless you're the home team, and that's the New England Patriots. And that is a Thursday night game, September 7th, that actually kicks off the regular season for the NFL. And that's going to be on NBC 7:30, just the first of six primetime games that you mentioned. And that's not – I mean, Kansas City, last handful of years, have not had great luck in Foxborough.
Yeah, well, and a lot of teams fit that same category.
Sure.
I'm really not looking forward to the first cover five of the season. I think that may
that's a good point. That's a great point.
I think it may be pretty rough, but yeah, it is six primetime games, and it's a little bit of a lukewarm take here, but I actually do not like Chiefs primetime games as much as I do them playing preferably noon, but at least during the afternoon, just because that's more what Sundays feel like for me. You know, I wake up in the morning, and I know that I've got Chiefs football on at noon. I like watching the Chiefs in the early part of the day and then having the rest of my day that I'm free. Having to wait until prime time isn't something that really interests me that much. And it always seems like the Chiefs are worse in primetime games, regardless of who they're playing. So I'm not a big fan of it. I know that a lot of Chiefs fans are. But Chiefs fans are universally against this. This was almost as big of a headline as the schedule coming out yesterday. If you want to park at Arrowhead Stadium, it's going to cost you a lot. How much?
Now, this is – okay, so there's another side of the story here, but $60.
Now, 60.
But this is if – the thing is they want you to prepay for parking.
Right.
Especially like season ticket holders, prepay for your parking. I have the idea that this is because there's going to be fans there that are going to just tailgate and not go into the game. It's because just a lot of people just like the tailgating environment. They don't care about football. They just like to party and get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of those they want those people to pay to take up their parking.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get where they're coming from, but come on, like
$60. Okay. So how long ago was it when it was like $25?
Right. Or it was, I don't know, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
It wasn't that long ago. I remember paying $20-something yeah. for a game in 2010. That was the last time I was at a Chiefs game.
I just think, and I understand that the parking lot experience at Arrowhead Stadium is the best in the NFL. I mean, you just cannot get tailgating better than that. It's awesome. But you've got to...
Every team says that.
I know every team says that, but I truly believe that just because of the barbecue aspect and everything like that. But you've got to be better to your fans than that, I think. I mean, I just think that that's unfair to your fans to ask them to pay that much for parking. And the Royals have $15 parking, which is up. They had it at $12 for a while, and it was $10 before that. And I understand that it has to be higher than Well, I understand that the Chiefs' parking price has to be higher than the Royals because, you know, there's fewer games and everything like that. I mean, the Royals would never be able to get people to park at the stadium if they charged, you know, more than $20 or anything like that. But if you're the Chiefs, I think you've got to cap it off at like 30, maybe 40 at the most, and that's it. I don't think that it's fair to charge 60. But you know who this is great news for? The people that live within some proximity to Arrowhead Stadium that, you know, rent out their front lawns and their driveways for parking. I remember that the last Chiefs game I went to, that's what we did. We found some guy's parking or his driveway, and we parked there for like $15 or something like that and walked from there. It's going to be great for them because they can up their prices too. They can go up to maybe 30 or $40 now because everyone's going to have to park somewhere, and no one's going to want to pay the 60 to get into the actual parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium. So there is going to be some money to be made on the secondary market there. Everything okay on the other side of the glass, Mitch? Just making sure.
Well, we're trying to get the connection to the guys, the baseball guys. Apparently, John can't hear us.
So oh, okay. Well, I saw you scrambling around over there, so I wanted to make sure that we're okay and we're still on the air. I know that they're still working on the air conditioning, too. We have had a very adventurous week in here trying to, like, open up the doors to the studio every now and then to try to let some new air in. It's been quite warm as they've been trying to work through some of those issues. A little bit better today because it is a cooler day outside and with the rain and everything else. But hopefully that's fixed by next week because, man, I've had to sweat it out over here a couple of the shows this week. Going to head to our next break on this second hour, assuming that we are able to establish a connection with John. Over the next 5 minutes or so, we will talk with him in the next segment. There will be some history potentially on the line for Brad Hill and the K-State baseball team coming up with their series against West Virginia that starts tonight. 6:30 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on News Radio KMAN. We also have You Can't Be Serious to finish off the show in about 15 minutes. You're listening to K-Man and the Game.